continues with more stories you'll be talking about on 92.7 WGMD.
It's 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. Now here's Dennis Foley with news on WGMD.
All right, thanks a lot. About 2,600 Delaware Electric Cooperative customers are without power in the Angola area this morning. An accident and broken pole is causing the outage, and crews are working to make repairs and get power back to customers. Dover police are investigating harassment complaints against Treasurer Chip Flowers by former Deputy Treasurer Erica Benner. Benner claims Flowers has been harassing her with texts and phone calls. She also says Flowers threatened to use a gun against her 16-year-old son if he approached Flowers again. Flowers denies the claims, noting the timing of the complaint. Should the state treasurer's office be an elected or appointed position? Well, State Representative Peter Schwarzkopf tells WGMD's Jim Brash it's a valid argument.
In all honesty, there's a good argument for taking that out as of an elected office and making an appointed position, because they don't have the authority or the power that some people think they do.
Now, State Treasurer candidate Cher Valenzuela issued several campaign promises, including a donation of her salary and pension to charity. Schwarzkopf says some of those promises sound more like she's running for governor than for treasurer. Newly elected Rehoboth Beach Commissioner Kathleen McGinnis tells WGMD's Jim Rash she's ready to get to work.
Obviously, care about Rehoboth Beach.
Right.
It's something that we all love. It's not just a resort for a lot of people anymore. It's become a tradition.
Right.
McGinnis won a commission seat over this past weekend's elections, as she will be sworn in September and serve a 3-year term along with Lorraine Zellers. Lewis wants police to get more assertive with bicyclists and pedestrians who don't follow traffic laws. The News Journal reports City Councilman Robert Morgan would like city police to be more proactive against adult bicyclists riding on the sidewalk and pedestrians jaywalking. Morgan suggested a warning on the first offense and tickets for repeat offenders. Kent County is considering banning the use of tobacco in county parks. Currently, several towns have outdoor smoking bans, but a levy court commissioner opposed the plan, saying it's government overreach. Commissioners will discuss the matter again next week. State Senator Brian Pettyjohn offers WGMD's Mike and Jake the latest estimate of Central American children that could be attending area schools.
You know, the last that I heard from First State Community Action Agency, talking to the director over there, they had gotten requests for upwards of 90. From the Georgetown area.
The state senator, Brian Pettyjohn, says he is also concerned about the possibility of lacking vaccination for children who illegally cross the border. Hurlock Town officials are considering a curfew. Officials say there is no reason for kids to be on the streets late at night. The proposal would implement a curfew between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Sunday nights to Thursday nights, 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Friday and Saturday nights. The matter will be discussed August 25th.
WGMD AccuWeather.
It's going to be sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant today. High 79 degrees. A shower in spots early in the evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight. Low 58 inland, 63 degrees in the beach. Mostly sunny and comfortable tomorrow. High 79 degrees. WGMD News Time is 9:05. Sports is next.